Just like big time, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm playing a PlayStation.
Welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I happen to have two upcoming rising stars in the crappie fishing world. I know that because Jim Bob told me to say that. No, I'm just kidding.
But no, it's probably true.
It's probably true. Yeah. What can I say? Jason and Renee Clements is here. They are actually a team that I've been in the boat with in some crappie tournaments, I'm happy to say. So I've seen them work like surgeons together. Surgeons. Dicing and slicing and getting it all done. One catch and one delivering, I guess you would say, huh?
Team effort.
I reckon that's kind of, yeah, team effort.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He likes that.
Keep them alive.
They could have, they'll have the whole show. It'll be their conversation. And somewhere in there, we'll just jump in and say, we're here too.
Yeah, here we are.
So tell us where you're from.
From Madison, Mississippi.
Yep. What reservoir is that close by?
Ross Barnett.
So is that your home lake?
Yeah, definitely my home lake.
Okay, so how did you two end up fishing together as a team? I'm sure there's a story behind this. And so we can have the real story, like Renee will give us the real story, and then you can elaborate on what she is saying.
Oh, no, I can tell you.
Here we go. Here we go.
Need a drink or anything?
Always. Yeah, maybe. This might take a while.
Are y'all finished?
No.
No, but we met. We were best friends for a while, and then we ended up getting married. And I kind of said, "Hey, you want to go fishing for crappie?" And she's like, "Sure, I like to be in a boat." So that's really all it was about, is her being in a boat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when she figured out, you know, "Hey, what's that thing up there you got?" I said, "It's like an Xbox."
new way of fishing. Watch the screen.
But I told her, and she's got really interested in how, you know, crappie fishing goes.
Now, right.
Which, if I'd have met her a couple of years ago, she probably would have not stayed in it, you know, because it's kind of slow when you're pushing minnows.
Right. Yeah, when you're spider rigging, yeah, it is. I mean,
now as far as if I'd have took her out and went, you know, like pulling crankbaits or long lining, that'd have probably been a lot funner than pushing. To me, it was. I mean, I love long lining and running crankbaits. I have fun doing it. Haven't done it in a long time.
Right.
I still have all the stuff. But.
I'm like, let's go. Show me what that is.
So you jumped right in.
She took it. She took the bull by the horns. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, so tell us about your first tournament that you fished with them, because I know he probably was giving you some encouraging words on what to do and what your responsibilities were.
It was raining, cold. And
whoa, you really hit the, went right to it, didn't you? Right. Worst weather, probably what,
he did.
January?
He's like, welcome to tournament day. This is how it goes. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, okay, he's I like, mean, all right, keep the fish alive all day. I'm like, oh, I figured man, here we go.
Give her the worst first. I mean, then and then everything after that be, you know, is a lot better.
That's true.
You know, let's not just knock out the, you know, the worst weather, the worst wind, you know, and all, and just throw it all in there and say, look, this is what it's like tournament fishing. If you can handle this, you'll be able to handle the rest of it.
You know, he's like, watch them, keep them alive.
Right.
Oh, put the numbers on them, the weights on them, and keep track of all that. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to mess it up somehow.
Yeah.
But I kept them alive.
She kept them alive.
Yep.
I think she messed up one time, but I can't remember.
I killed one, but it was fine. I said I killed one, but it was fine.
Well, yeah, but I think you messed up on weight one time. You threw the wrong one back.
Yeah.
Well, that happens to everyone, though.
I told her that.
Someone weighed in the other day in our tournament, and their big one was sitting down there, and they marked the wrong one, and that's what they gave to them to weigh in, and it was the wrong one when they said their weight. I'm like, if you times even that weight by, you know, how you do it, you know, in your mind, you're like, well, they're going to have 10 pounds. And then when they had like 11, I was like, how is that when their big fish isn't, you know,
right,
over two? But afterwards I saw the two guys were like, you know, you weighed the wrong one.
Well, it's just like we fished Magnolia, what, like a week, 2 weeks ago? Was
right.
It Grenada? Or a week ago?
A week ago.
A week ago we were in a Grenada, and there was some fishermen in there that they're really good, you know, they're usually in the top, and they forgot one of their fishing live well only weighed in six.
Whoa.
And still they weighed in six and still have 14 something.
Wow.
Wow. And we had, I think we had 1397.
Yep. On seven. On seven. Not saying anything, but
not saying, but they're good fishermen, you know. Yeah. Really good fishermen, great guys, but you know, I hated for them because I, you know, they would have got first instead of second.
Right.
You know, we got third. Mm-hmm. It was pretty tight. It was really hard fishing, especially after that hurricane.
So now you have been sitting up front there learning more about fishing and keeping your lure in the weight. How has that been going for you? Has it been going good, or is he pulling the Jason on you?
Usually he pulls the Jason.
That's a new way. We're going to get a shirt that says pulling the Jason. Because he gives her, because I was in the boat. So
you tell him
what happens when you dip on a fish and then someone else decides that you're taking too long to catch that fish.
Yeah, cast out right behind him and, you know, try to take it or scare him away. And he'll tell me, don't plunk, it'll scare him away. And then he plunks right behind me.
Is that what I do?
That's pulling a Jason.
Okay, so how many
fish? You steal my big fish.
How many fish have I stole from you? You can't even think. But I can tell you exactly how many fish you stole from me.
How many?
A bunch.
I can tell you, I stole my biggest one from you.
I know. I said,
oh, really?
That. Yeah.
You did? Tell us about that.
He's like, babe, that's a big one. That's a big one. That's a big one. I was like,
was it on wood? Or was it a roamer?
No, it was a roamer, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was a roamer.
Because I was shocked
like,
I got
oh,
it.
I was like, oh, that's a big one. And I dropped on it. And it's, you know, how the boat's still moving a little bit. My bait's still falling.
Oh,
and
she's
got a shorter rod than I do. So she just drops it down. And her bait just goes right to it. And my bait's about a foot away from it. And hers just slides right in there.
Yeah, you're going to scare it away.
And nails it. And she goes, oh, I got it. And I'm like, you just stole my fish.
Sure did.
Did you yell net?
No.
When you catch fish,
like,
do you ever
me,
say
net? Oh, no, man. I need to.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh.
What?
I'm going to do like she did that one time. I was like, net, big fish. And she throws a net in there about knocks him off in the hook. You know, when they hit him right on the nose, like it's the worst place you can hit him. And we're in a tournament. I'm like.
He was fine.
Oh, my God. If we'd have lost that fish. She said it'd have been fine.
I was testing his patience. I was seeing how that was going to go.
That would be great. Every guy wants to lose a big fish in a tournament.
They have really great chemistry in the boat. And they're this way the whole day, too, because I've been with them for quite a while and a number of days. And I think that's part of your chemistry of being together, is it not?
It is.
Along, because if you worried about every little teeny tiny thing, it'd be an explosion.
Yeah, it'd probably just be me here with a podcast.
No, it wouldn't. He would be in the water swimming right now.
Well, she does have the advantage. She can come from behind and just push you in. So yeah, you never could. See her coming.
But the only advantage I got is I know how to drive the boat and she don't.
Oh. Hey, I would figure it out.
He'd be paddling, trying to get away. I don't know where he's at.
Y'all, I don't know what happened to him.
If she starts paddling, you don't have to worry about it because that big boat ain't going nowhere paddling. Crappie brakes probably be going backwards and she'd be trying to go forward.
Yeah, she would. And she'd be like, ah.
What, like when you tried to knock me in the water yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, when
already?
He pulled in the boat. He pulled in there hot. I thought I was going to go flying off the front.
You talking about when we had, who was we?
I don't know.
Oh, the second half?
Yeah, when
you oh, yeah, you came into, you came in hot.
He came in hot.
Oh, getting coming back?
I thought I was going to meet all y'all on the dock.
We was running, well, we kind of wasn't running late, but I was kind of pushing the envelope because being a tournament guy for so long, it's always time. So
right.
When you're told to be back somewhere, you're there.
The only time he's on time is tournament stuff.
Probably. And going to get a job, you know, look at a job or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Tell us about lures. You actually are pulling some out as he's fishing in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually give him some input, like when it comes to lure size or lure colors?
A little bit. Sometimes he'll have...
She knows my regular colors that I like to use.
Yeah, because you do, right? You have the regular colors because you showed me your boxes that have.
She's got them labeled. Yeah. She's got like Home Lake labeled on one box.
She does, Sardis.
I do.
And Grenada or wherever we're fishing, you know, mainly. And she has what I tie for us to fish with. And then in our plastic, she has them. They're all like color coordinated.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. Well, if he's like,
when do you do that? Like on an off day or something?
We work in the garage a lot. And uh-huh. I'll just sit up there and, you know, at put night. Stuff back in order, put it in order. Because if he's like, go get me, you know, whatever color or right? size, I know where it is.
She don't seriously. Let me touch it. Yeah, she
no,
don't
I don't
let
like
me touch
it.
Dude,
he doesn't know how
you
to
got
put
it
stuff
made. On Valentine's Day, like, you need to get her like 36 dozen
she
roses.
Would leave me.
I would leave him.
If you got her flowers?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And
well,
Valentine's
what do you get?
Day.
Okay, what
because
do you
that's
get
that's when we got married. When we got married a day after Valentine's because neither one of us like Valentine's.
Yeah.
We think it's overrated. Hallmark just makes a lot of money off everybody that day.
They do.
Either you like roses, every day or
and
not
the flower shops. I mean, it's just
you,
like.
If you don't love her the day after
anyway.
Or the day before.
It'll be better the day after it's our anniversary.
I just tell her.
Oh, yeah, that's your anniversary. Half price. Oh, no. He is a genius. Like, dude, he is going to the flower
get
shop.
Those flowers
and they're
off.
Like, we're just going to throw them out.
I'll today's my anniversary. I'll take them. Give me double.
Let's see the heart candies
money,
you know, that
more,
are missing.
More,
yeah, half
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, like, more money spent on the boat.
Yeah. I'm like, let's go fishing.
Oh, dang.
Every day.
Yeah. Come you, on. Have, you actually have a keeper.
Oh, I know.
Could you? Can we say that? Better oh, not ever call her.
I'm not. Oh, no. Yeah. I wouldn't call her. I wouldn't. She don't even have a call tag.
She don't have a call tag. You may have one in a minute or two. She gets done.
She'll
with
probably
you.
Put belly weights on me too.
Oh, that's a good idea. I am looking for new ones.
Well, there's your mouth. Got you in trouble again.
Always. I've been pretty happy always. You guys have kept this PG. So
yeah.
And so we haven't
always.
We have
little kids
to,
out there. You know,
we haven't had to make any sounds. You know, let's see if there's a sound.
Oh, you made some.
Oh, there we go. You didn't know we got a soundboard. We do all kinds of things here.
Oh, hey. That was a cool hit.
Yeah, learned something.
You need
new.
One more? We'll give you sure. one more. How's that? Here you go.
Yeah.
Like if you lost
oh,
the
that's
fish,
one we've been
she
needed.
Would say.
We've been needing that one.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need that one.
You should have that as your horn
on your
boat.
I need that.
You need a horn on your boat.
Yep, for when she throws the wrong fish back or loses a fish, I go, wah, wah, wah.
If I threw the wrong one back, I'm not going to tell you right then.
I know, it
I'm
makes me
wait
nervous.
After the tournament.
It does, it makes me nervous. So, like, when I'm up there fishing.
And I plunk them really loud.
So, plunk them? Yeah, so when I'm up there fishing, and I'm sitting there, and it's just like a Grenada, and I caught myself doing it. I caught a big one. 240, 238, uh-huh. something like that. So I handed it to her. I said, that's a good one. How much does it weigh? She's like, 240. I was like, all right. She knows, I know what box it goes in, you know, because we put our big fish in one and our
right?
fish in another. And I'm sitting there, and then I catch another one, and I give it to her, and then
really
I hear, ka-choosh. I said, what? That didn't call nothing?
I do it on purpose.
And she's like, yeah, it called something. I was like, okay, so you threw the right fish back? And she was like, you just do your stuff up front. Let
like
me do my stuff
do
in the
your
back.
Job. I don't ask you if you missed it or got it. Or
oh.
No, I just say get the net. And get the net. It's good and it's good. But then I feel really bad if it comes up. And it looked good on the screen and it felt good, right. but it really wasn't good. It just feels
that's
like
the problem, too.
You.
Sometimes when they turn, you know, they turn or they're that image and you're like, that's a good fish. You get up there and it's small. You're like, never
like,
mind.
Babe, it's a
never
monster.
Mind.
I'm thinking it's like a 230, you know, 2.5 pound fish and it comes up like a 160, 170. I'm like,
she's breaking her neck to get the net there.
Like, babe, it's a monster. It's a monster. Get ready, babe. Get ready. And he's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had
and I don't
a
say a word.
If you had a tip to give wives when they want to go fishing with their husband, even if it's not tournament fishing, even if they're just going out fishing for fun, what tip would you give to them?
Keep it fun.
All right.
Be serious, or don't be serious. Joke around. Just have a good time.
I thought it was going to be a totally different answer.
Oh, well, what's your
what'd
answer?
What'd you think I was going to give?
I figured you was going to say take a bikini, like a bathing suit or something so you can lay out while they fish. I mean, I don't know. That's what you
do. Well, yeah, I do that sometimes, too. Or take a nap.
Snacks.
Oh,
yeah, don't bring your
I'm
snacks.
Say that.
Are you
snacks.
The people that have the snacks that are really, really good?
I'm going to say
are
this. You? She. I don't eat when I fish.
Right.
I don't do, you know, I'm fishing, I concentrate. I really don't even hardly even get up and do the business. You know what I mean? I'm right. fishing the whole time. She's got to have snacks.
I get grouchy if I don't have snacks.
That's what she says. If we don't stop and get snacks, I'm going to be grouchy today. I'm like, first thing. It's not even get gas in the boat or nothing. This is like first thing. Snacks.
Get her snacks. Yeah, that's
I've left and forgot to get me something. Like my drink. Just make sure she has snacks because I don't want to get beat up on the boat.
Those are the days that I'm like, I might push you in the water. Then I'm like, nope, I have my snack. I'm fine.
What's her favorite snack? Without looking at her, what's her favorite snack? We'll see if he gets this right. This is like the newlywed game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if he doesn't get it right, make him like 10 push-ups or something, right?
Let's see.
Okay.
She's laughing.
I'll give you three of the best ones because this is usually what I get. I get the peanut butter grandma cookies, and then I get a bag of chips. Sometimes it's the sea salt and something.
Okay.
And
don't be looking at her now. I'm not. All right.
And crackers.
What kind of crackers? That's a pretty general.
That is.
It could either. She could go for two, like you know, the cheese crackers, you know, little pack of nabs, or the cream cheese and chives pack of nabs.
Wow.
Now, she is the only one that I've ever met that will eat a red hot sausage with me. A pickled sausage, like a little hot, like Bahama Mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because most people, you know, most women, they're like, ugh, that's nasty. I'll grab them one day and some cream cheese crackers. And she said, oh, get me some.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
Okay. See how this goes, right?
I thought, you know, she must have guy in her or something. She likes everything I do.
All right, so what's his favorite, don't look at him, what is his favorite drink in a bar? In a bar, if he could only have one drink and that was it, what would it be?
Ultra.
Okay.
And sometimes for a shot, Fireball. Doesn't really like mixed drinks. He does not like tequila.
Okay. Yeah, they got it. All right, you win.
I was a bartender when I met him.
Don't exactly know what you win.
That's her fault with the tequila thing. I mean, I'm not a big drinker, never have been.
Right.
I'm not like one of them guys that get off work or whatever and go buy the 12-pack and go home and drive.
Right.
I'll go out, like we go eat dinner on the weekends or we'll go out and meet one of our friends and their wife. And we'll, you know, buy a bucket of beer. You know, that's about it. You know, that's
and
about,
sit there all night with that.
Yeah, that's about as much as I drink. But, she one night she's like, here. Somebody bought a bunch of shots of tequila. And she's like, and I already knew I've had like maybe six beers. So I was already at a point where I know I don't need to have any more.
Right.
And she's like, here, you can take this. I was like, I don't want that. She's like, don't be a girl.
Oh, she just threw it down, didn't she?
And I was like, I know she just done it. I said, that's fine. So I took the shot, and it's about 5 or 6 minutes later. I said, hey, babe, I got to go to the truck real quick. And I went, and it was over with.
Were you married?
Were we married?
Probably not. Probably not. That's a trick. She was tricking and testing you.
We were.
Were we?
Yeah, we just got married.
Okay.
We just got married.
Okay.
There you go.
She's keeping all the stuff on the back end. She's like, I'm not going to do this to him yet. I'm going to make sure we're married.
That is true.
That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is not sponsored by any alcohol products or tequila. It's sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anything that you want to go fishing for, crappie, you can find it there. They have soft plastics. They also have crankbaits, and people love the crankbaits for crappie fishing, but also walleye fishing, so you can find that there. Hey, if they want to find out more about you guys and see what you're up to, where would they go? Facebook page?
Facebook. I do have a TikTok. I post some stuff on it here and there. But they got so many rules on TikTok. My live gets shut down sometimes.
Yeah. Can you see that?
Sure.
I was even...
Jason Clemens Fishing.
Jason Clemens Fishing.
That's what we're going. She jumps in there. So.
Yeah, or on Jason Clemens' page. I mean, it was kind of back and forth. You know, some people hit one page a lot and some people go to the other.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.